The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. It was St. John Vianney who said, "God's greatest joy is to pardon." God's greatest joy is to pardon. Not that God takes delight in giving us his mercy, but it's his greatest delight to give us his mercy. A person cannot discover that truth unless they've lived a life of profound repentance. Our Lord begins his preaching and he says, "Repent and believe in the gospel." But what follows is, we can believe in the gospel to the degree that we have repented. Right? The more we repent, the more we are able to embrace those fundamental truths of our faith. That God is love. That he so loves us that he sent us his Son. That his Son is the Savior of the world who wants to set us free. That we do not have to be afraid. All of that comes, and we embrace those truths ever more deeply the more that we repent. But typically, we err on one side or the other. We go to one extreme or the other in repentance. One extreme. Either a person doesn't repent, or they just make that initial repentance, right? "I want to come back to you, Lord. I want to be forgiven of the major things that I've done." But it just stays at a superficial level. Or we go to the other extreme, and repentance leaves us to this constant self-scrutiny, self-analyzation, heaviness of heart, this sorrow, this weariness. But the true path of repentance is the middle one. And the best analogy that I could think of was just simply an onion. And it's our Lord that leads us on this path, and little by little he peels away the layers. And he peels them away as we are able to do so. He gives us the grace, and he leads us to ever deeper discoveries. Okay, Lord, what do I need to be set free from now? That the onus is not on us. It's not first and foremost our work. It's his work in us. And he wants to lead us to that deepest core where we discover the lies that we have subconsciously embraced because of what we've done or what's happened to us in the past. Those lies like, "I have to do all the work myself. I'm never really going to be set free. God doesn't truly love me." That are so deep in us that we most need to repent from, but we need his grace, and we can only do that as he enables us to, as he more and more sets us free. In the last few months, it's been really beautiful. I feel like the Holy Spirit, in a particular way, is leading me and others to help to set people free more and more from that deepest level. Right, that which most holds us back, what is most fundamental, that Jesus most wants to set us free from. And repentance should not lead us to sorrow, because if we are sorrowful in our repentance, it means that we think that we need to save ourselves. But our Lord came to say, "I am the one who's going to save you." And in truth, repentance should lead us to joy. And I close with these words of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. "I glory in my weakness. I glory in it. And I expect to discover new imperfections every day." How could she say that? Because she knew that every day of her life, Jesus wanted to save her ever more than the day before. And so he would reveal to her all the more fully that which he wanted to save her from. And so she would delight to find those imperfections. It was a sign that he was saving her more than ever he had. We ask for the grace that he might do the same in our own lives.